time to have your attention. We'll start the meeting. Roll call, please.
Chairman Keaton?
Here.
Vice Chairman and Treasurer Rosenblum?
Here.
Secretary Fishing Adams?
Here.
Director Seifel?
Here.
And Director Maloney?
Here.
Everybody, welcome. As you can see, we're five again, and I'd like to welcome our two directors. I hope that you get to know them as well as I've gotten to know you and everybody else, and thank you for your services.
Thank you.
Before we start the meeting, Sandy has an announcement.
Oh, I have a lot of announcements, but I'll stick to one. First of all, as the meeting gets going, please be sure to state your name for the record, okay? We've been having a lot of problems with that, so please be sure to do that. As many of you know, we've had some losses on the airport. Bill Scott passed away, worked with Ronnie Emond very closely. He passed away, and there will be a service honoring him on February 13th. It will be, I believe, at Hangar 81. Thank you to the McLaughlins for that. And also Danny Morrow, I'm sure you all know, passed away also. It was a rough time around here for all of us. We had his services today. And we'll miss him terribly. So Matt is a great guy. We have Joe Callahan, who has joined our crew. And Matt and Joe will work hard to fill Danny's shoes and move things forward. So if you have any questions or needs, make sure you speak with them. I really want to thank the community, too. Everyone banded together for Danny's service. You know, Shane opened up the hangar for us. Ronnie Emond and Gail brought over tables and chairs. And Infinity gave us things. And the Airport Authority, the maintenance guys, everybody was just great. And it made me happy to see everybody working with the community. So let's keep that going forward.
Okay, thank you, Sandy. I'd like to ask for public input, and it's open for public input at this time. However, I want to say that I think a lot of people here have a special interest in an honest topic, and that is the S&P committee vote to implement tonight. And I will promise you the opportunity for public input when we come to that topic prior to the vote. Okay, so if you want to hold off now and bring it in closer to the item, we'll be there in about 30 minutes. So is there any public input? Welcome, Chalman.
Thank you. David Chalman, for the record. I'd like to welcome the two new guys on the board. Thank you very much for your service. Let everybody know there were six applicants initially. One person dropped out of the application process, and Alderman McCarthy and I interviewed five remaining people. We had five very good candidates, and it's always good to see that people in the city of Nashua step up and take responsibilities. I'm very glad to see that. Someone said, actually, it might have been you, Bob, who said that how many volunteers we have in the state of New Hampshire. It outranks any other state for how civic government gets done around here. It's through volunteers. So all of you, thank you. I'd also like to introduce Alderman LeBrun. Don LeBrun is our new alternate liaison to the Airport Authority. Brian McCarthy was elected president of the board. He is serving in that role and will no longer be here unless he, you know, chooses to come at some point. But he was the official alternate, and now it is Alderman LeBrun from Ward 5 who is here.
Thank you, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Arnold and Brent, I have a whole list of things that we need you to do for us. That's all right, go ahead.
You're going to start me off right.
Did you have something?
I have a letter from
Dave
Wilkie. I have a letter that I received from the chairman of the S&P committee, but I guess I will hold that until we're to that topic, but if I can lead off with that when we get there.
Certainly. Okay, we'll proceed with the minutes. Madam Secretary.
Well, I'm still having a few issues with the minutes. The approval of the September 2015 minutes, I approved as a draft. I need to keep it that way. I'm still having Susan is trying to help us get things squared away. Mary Beth has been very busy. So as far as the September and October minutes, I'd like to keep it approved as a draft and work on those changes. Susan hasn't received those to work on yet. So there's still a few things there that I have questions on. An approval of the December 2015 minutes.
This afternoon.
Let me just find those. I talked to, there's a couple of typos in there. Rick Gabriel, under heart attack, there's a typo there. A couple motions. There wasn't a real motion made. Mary Beth and I talked earlier. So, again, I'm having a hard time approving the minutes as presented. I put them forward as draft form, work on them very quickly, and get those squared away for the future.
Is it a written portion of it, or is it technical detail, the motions? Or
it's a lot of detail. It's the motions, numbering, you know, a couple of different things here that I have circled. It says there was a motion made that wasn't really a motion made. So there's a few things, but Mary Beth's been really, you know, busy. We've been trying to catch up on this, and, you know, so a few things I have questions on. And I was hoping to have all of this organized and done with by this meeting, but we're still not caught up, and that's frustrating.
I would, somehow we need to let people know that, though, because we've had a few people ask for the minutes. And we should have the minutes so that we can review them for the next meeting. So, but if you're not ready, then we're not ready.
I'm not ready, and I've been, you know, I'm working with people to get ready, but it hasn't happened yet. A lot of stuff going on, and like time-wise, it hasn't been forwarded to work on and caught up.
Okay.
So we need to,
table the September, October, and December minutes.
December, yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Treasury report.
The packet included the November and December financial statements. Since the November is included in December, I will only refer to the December. On page 38, which is the comparison of actual to budget, our land lease income is up $1,100 for the month and about $7,500 for the year to date. Fuel flowage fees was down in December under budget by about $1,200 and about $4,000 year to date. The fuel farm income, since we only receive revenue from one fuel farm, we're down about $1,000 per month, and that's $5,000 year to date. Parking, tie down parking is up $300 and $1,200 year to date. We still have not received our state of New Hampshire registration fee. We have budgeted $20,000 for that and hope to get it within the next month or two. And our snow removal income, we had budgeted $5,000 for the month of December, which is actually activity for November. Our actual amount was $2,800. So that's a $2,100 shortfall and about a $9,600 shortfall year to date. On the expense side, we are under budget in the full-time wages for the month, about $2,300. We had expected a new full-time replacement for Ronnie in December but the new employee didn't start until January. The part-time wages is over budget by $4,000, and that's as a result of when we allocated the budget, we had expected Ron to be been retired, and we actually stayed an additional month, and then there were five pay periods in this month. And the overtime is under budget by $1,200. Other expenses are, as you see, nothing really jumps out for budget. If there are any particular questions, on page 39, it continues. We had budgeted workers' compensation expense of $2,800, but we have paid all of that expense in prior months. So we're all paid up for the year. We paid that in five installments. So we're right on budget. Diesel fuel is under budget because we had no snow removal to speak of during the month. So we're down about $2,000 for the month on that. And let's see. The other income, so our net ordinary income shows about $9,500 better than its budget, and year to date about $5,200 under budget. We did have an additional expenses and income for the month. We did receive, or year-to-date, we did receive a FEMA reimbursement of $7,400. That was a one-time reimbursement that goes back for last year. We did get a workers' comp premium refund that was from the payroll audits that were completed, so we had actually overpaid last year. We did sell an asset. I'm not sure exactly what that was. It was a piece of equipment.
Old dump truck
that was past its useful life. We received $5,000 on that. So the other income brought in an additional $15,000. So our net income to date shows an actual of $43,000. Our budget shows $33,000. So we show a $9,600 variance to the good, but that's only after the $15,000 of other one-time income. So if that was not factored in, we would be about $5,000 behind budget. And that's it in a nutshell. We did pay the amount that was due Infinity on over collection of a rent, as we discussed at the last meeting, and that will show up in January. That's an additional $10,000 expense that had not been budgeted. So, Mr. Chair, I propose we accept, I'd like to make a motion to accept the financial statements for November 30th and December 31st, 2015, pending audit.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Any questions?
The only question I had, Mike, was that we had some letters out a while ago for people that were that owed, I believe, tied down fees. Some of that was collected and some was not.
Some of it was collected and some was not. I think one lien was put on, but we're on top of that, and we hope to be collecting what's due us.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you say how much that is? This interest?
Originally it was around $15,000.
Yeah, and I think, so
some of the finance charges were in return for cooperation and a large payment from one of the customers. We forgave some of the finance charges, so I think we have about $8,000 left to get between the 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. David Schoenemann for the record again. Mike, you mentioned that tie-down rental is up about $500, I think. Is that due to new airplanes being based here, or what accounts for that?
Yes?
Yeah, we have an increased fee, so that would be new tie-downs. But we did get a few in late summer.
Okay, so about $100 a month, roughly. How much is it per month per plane?
It depends. $75 a month for the electric site and $50 for the normal.
So if it's $50, $500, we've got 10 new airplanes on the ramp, essentially, somewhere around there, 7 to 10. That's good.
Just to advise you, too, you might be a little conservative with the budget.
I see.
Yeah, the overall summary is that our income is $25,000 short, and we're making it up.
The income is $30,000.
$30,000 short, excuse me. And our expenses are $25,000 light. So we're making up the most of the $30,000 in income shortage by tightening the belt and keeping our expenses low. So we still have 5 months to go. Well, six. This is December. Mm-hmm. And doing not so bad. Okay. Any other discussion?
Just one last question.
Sure.
For me, anyways. As you were passing by the fuel farm income, you mentioned that we were down 5,000 and attributed that to being going from 2 to 1.
Yep.
My question is that really what's going on, or is it really just less operation? Because I would think that if you get two fuel farms, you go to one fuel farm, you get the same demand for the stuff, you just go get it from the one.
We sold it. Although we did,
I
decided that after we approved the budget.
Roger,
Okay. Any more questions? We'll call for a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Communication, there are none, still none? Okay. Do you have any communications?
No, I don't have
any.
Okay.
What were the numbers
doing? Any mailings that we have, any letters to the authority? The secretary would announce it. The reports, tower report. You want to do that, Beth?
I have a fair few sentences because I don't know a lot of detail, but we were down about 8% for the year, 8% for December, and that's pretty much all I can tell you.
Our report's on page 44, and the total for December 2015 is 3,500, and this is a variance of last year of 300 less, so that brings us for an annual variance for the same time last year of 8%, of 8% lower volume. Our total January through December volume, this concludes this report because it's actually on a January to December time frame versus our fiscal year. So the total counts for the year is 53,210 compared to 2014, we had 57,800. So that's pretty much 4,600 less landing takeoffs, and that's an 8% variance, minus 8% variance. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Okay, we'll move forward.
I just have a quick comment.
Yep.
I'm trying to understand all these forms. I looked at this FAA tower report, and it's dated December of the year 2000.
I talked with Brian about that in the tower, and he said it's a form, it's on the form itself. He can't change it. I told him that he can change it and figure out why that was coming up.
The cells are protected in that
report. Yeah. We can't change it because it comes from them.
You can't change it.
It comes from them to us, and we can't get in and change it. And I called Brian and asked him.
Good. I'm hoping this February is going to be better than last February. Last February, we were mostly shut down.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
On the volume, do we know what the volume in the state was? Is that a handy number?
Would be.
I go to several commissioner authority meetings across the New England region, and operations are down unanimously, with the exception of a few airports like Bedford or Hanscom. They're trending downwards of 10% across the board this year.
How about Hanscom?
Hanscom's up operationally, so not significant, but they're up. So.
But New Hampshire?
New Hampshire's GA airports are all down from last year.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric. And I will mention that the DOT in their study, pretty much, there's no growth in aviation for the next 10 years. They're pretty much flattened it out for the next 10 years. And I might have some of the data with me, or I can send it to you later.
It's also available on the New Hampshire DOT website as well.
Well, why don't we make it available on the report?
It's 90 pages long.
No, I mean, just
it's a website.
Just the solid numbers that we just gave there.
What, yeah.
Where do we stand compared to everybody else? So that everybody has an idea that we're either growing, not, or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to answer Stephen's event back in October, I believe, or November, going up to September.
Yeah.
And we have an updated with them yet, but it compared to all the tower that
it's not rocket science. I think we can let everybody know where we stand.
If I may, if Hanscom is going up, even if it's slightly, while everyone else is going down, it's because they're pulling the business away from the other airports, I would think. I don't think that they're growing while everyone else is dropping. That would be our biggest competitor. I mean, we're probably the closest airport to them, unless Worcester's closer. I don't know. I can measure that, I guess. But they're very convenient. We're very convenient. We're certainly right off the highway, too. And I wonder if we ought to be thinking in the future. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in other committees and whatnot down here. We should be thinking about what we can do to pull some of that business that's at Hanscom out of there and bring that back here. Just a comment.
The number one thing is registration. I kind of think that we have a lot more recreational and for fun activity than Hanscom does. I don't want to go to Hanscom for fun. They, on the other hand, are have a lot of the Boston area business activity that may not be fluctuating the way ours does with weather so much. That's my take on it, but that's just conjecture. Yes, and so, but the number one thing we can do is registration fees. You know, that's the kicker we have.
Yeah.
And I think we might be coming up with something on that here soon.
Good. Thanks.
Okay, so moving on, the airport manager's report. Beth, thank you for standing in. Steve, Matt's going to stand in. Thank you, Matt. All right. And for those of you who don't know, Steve is out of Florida.
Wildlife activity in the airport has been very light, no reported strikes. Snow removal has been going very smoothly, obviously despite personnel issues that have been ongoing. And thank you to the airport users for all your cooperation and all the help that you guys are doing. It's greatly appreciated. As Sandy stated, I was employed at Joe Callahan's side of January 4th. We all welcome Joe. Our intern, Jonathan Lavery, has begun work as part of the Hollis Brookline Life Skills Transition Program. He comes in and works 1 hour every Monday. And the Granite State Airport Management Association is looking to hold their March meeting in Nashua, and as far as I know, there's some locations on where that will be held. We've also begun to talk to the Commemorative Air Force for them to come back in June. Tentative dates are from June 6th through the 12th, and as far as we know for now, the B-29 is coming, but we're not sure what other aircraft are coming with it. And thank you to the airport user comments for the NDV-14 and the VLR Alpha approaches. They have been spared for now. It doesn't mean they're spared for good, but they've been spared for now. And the initial planning and coordination is underway to host an aviation workshop to encourage high school teachers to engage their students in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, which helps promote aviation in the younger generation. That's all I have.
Not that I know of yet.
Actually, I can answer that for you. Probably would be April 2nd in conjunction with the New England Aviation Safety Expo, which will be the 17th annual expo will be here at Danny Webster, also on the 2nd, and planning is underway.
Thank you, Rick.
April 2nd.
Thank you.
Yes. Just wondering when the Commemorative Air Force is coming here?
Tentatively from June 6th to June 12th, which I believe is the same time they came last year.
Thank you.
And on that same subject, I would say we need to put something on the agenda for next month or the following month to coincide with that, like we have in the past, so that we can make it an activity that, instead of just being an ad in the newspaper, is an event that might get out and get more activity, plus maybe some participation with the businesses or other events at the same time. This last year, when the Commemorative Air Force comes in, they don't want somebody doing something else on your side of the fence to distract the people away. So, but it doesn't mean that we can't do something that's mutually benefit with this. It's going to attract a lot of people. I forget the number count, but it's pretty good.
Could be better. It used to be better.
Someone
work on
that. Yes, Farrell. Woods, for the record. Two questions. Is there anybody from Infinity here this evening?
No, nobody from Infinity.
Okay, because the question I have there is, whether or not they're going to do Young Eagles the first Saturday of June. That's June 4th this year. And the second question is, It's great that we're going to have the CAF come in. I'm just wondering if there's going to be any effort to get the College Foundation to come visit us again. Because when they do that, they usually bring the B-17, the B-24, and a couple other airplanes. So it'd be kind of cool to schedule them as well. So I'm just wondering if there's going to be any effort there.
That's stuff that I wanted to talk about later, all of us getting together, making sure we have a calendar together, which I've talked about for a long time and I've never done. But, Young Eagles coinciding with that. So those are all things we need to talk to each other about and work it out. So everything is, where it should be and things are getting advertised properly.
I think the Collins Foundation, just when they decide they're going to go do their tour, we're on their tour. We're typically on a tour. If we're coming to New England, we're going to get a stop. Mm-hmm. Totally, it's automatic, but you're right. We should be checking on it every year.
I don't know if any of you know, but my kid used to be involved with Young Eagles, right? He used to run Young Eagles. So hopefully we'll have him motivating. Greg a little more, very, very busy, and it's a lot to do, hard work. So we're going to work on that. I do have a question, Matt. I don't know if you can answer it. It says Steve's looking for a place, or Kassam is looking for a place for their meeting. Do you know how many people?
I do not know.
Do you know where?
The March meeting is typically somewhere around 30 people max.
Okay, moving on. The Corps Engineer.
Eric Strand, Gale Associates for the record. Welcome new directors. I'm sure we'll be getting to know you guys very well in the next handful of years. Real quick, our agenda, our update is here inside your packet. We have six projects on here. I'm happy to report that the first one, Aviation Easements, will no longer be on this report, and you guys have received final reimbursement and can close out your books for that now.
7 years?
It is a, you can see it there, it says 2009 grant. Unfortunately, this one was held up for additional funding that was needed to finish off and purchase the easements. And it kind of saddened me after this these office for quite some time, but it is finally approved and you guys have received payments, so we'll be taking it off this as of next month. Any questions on that project? Collect this side and how did you? Project number two, the installation of the perimeter and wildlife fencing. At this particular time, we've installed all of it except for the additional fence that we've agreed to put in behind what was formerly the Cliffs and all four properties that you guys have recently demolished, which I'll talk about in the next projects. The fence was going to be installed last week. They brought the wrong post, so they were supposed to be green at the direction of the board. They brought the galvanized posts and we sent them back. And they were getting the right posts and they should be installing them hopefully in the next week or so. Steve worked with airport manager. Steve worked with Mr. Ford, who's the only property owner on the corner down there, to make sure he's happy with everything. As part of the demolition, we also cut the one pine tree left, which was not a penetration but a near penetration. This is a final approach in the near bar surface, which is good. As part of that project, which is good. So, for the fence project, you can see here there's a couple of things that are on here. Supplemental agreement and change order number one, which are for additional services that were incurred during the project, both for Gale Associates and also for the contractor due to changes, have been approved. You see here I made note of the type and color of the fence that was sent back. Effectively, once that fence is installed, the project will be done and closed out. We had to wait until the houses were demoed before we could do it. Houses were demoed. Recently, as you guys have all probably noticed, the changes on the corner Pine Hill and Sharon looks a little different than it once did. So, the fence will be going up shortly. Any questions on the fencing?
Is this job under budget and by how much?
It is under budget marginally. I don't have the exact numbers with me, but it's under budget. But with the changes and some of the change order stuff, I think it's like $5,000 under budget. It's under budget partially.
Does anybody have any complaints about the gate operations at this point?
Farrell. Farrell Woods for the record. So the past couple of times I tried to leave the airport via the gate by, what is it, building 13? I think that's gate 5. I could not get the gate to open up from airside.
Through the magnetic or
through that, yeah, there's a ground loop,
yeah,
over there.
Yeah. And the best thing to do there is report it to Matt or Steve or somebody. Matt's writing it down though.
For clarification, was going from air to landside.
Correct. Yeah, I'm able to get in from perimeter road. The car reader works, and that'll open up the gate.
It's too cold out there. Problem. And projects 3 and 4 I'm going to speak of together because they're effectively one and the same. Both, they were for the property acquisition of both the properties that were on the corner of Pine Hill and Sharon Ave. They both were purchased, obviously. Then the other part of it was the demo of the buildings that were there. For you guys. As you can tell, both buildings have been removed and disposed of legally. The only thing that's left down there, they graded off the entire site so it drains, but due to the time of year that it happened right before the holidays, they did not hide receipts. So right now it is graded with the exception of tire ruts. Someone drove through it and we need to get regraded. need to get regraded and fixed up and then seeded, and then that project will be done. We'll keep it open until the grass is established and close it up. But they'll be back early spring to finish that.
I noticed in the grading that it seems to be ponding this area, and I appreciate you putting it on your punch list so that we can make sure we don't have any standing water there after it rains.
Yep.
And let's watch for that.
There was some noted ponding during the installation because it was extremely wet. The material that they got from the airport was very wet, so they had some issues with that. Until it dries out, they were saying that it was going to be ponding. I disagree with it. They do need to do some minor grading down there and just make sure it drains. The specifications require that they grade it to drain. There's two outlets, two catch bases that can drain through. They just need to do that.
My impression is that with the foundation removal, the basement removal, they knocked everything in, grade everything out, and they created the depression. So we need to have some import material to make sure the grade is well above the ditch line.
And we talked about the expectations of them already, so it'll be on the punch list once they're done and we show it to the final. So we're in the process of processing the pay rec. They haven't been paid a dime for any work yet. They haven't requested it, but we're in the process of working with them to get a pay rec, and then we'll do a reimbursement so you guys can get money from the federal and state government and then pay them for their services. Any questions on demolition? No. All right. Project 5, Dennis's favorite. Airport master plan. A lot of movement in the background over the past month. The scope has been finalized with FAA, New Hampshire DOT, and the airport. It has gone off to the independent fee estimator. As of today, the independent fee estimator came back to Steve, so once Steve's back, he can take a look at it. We've also ordered a draft fee to you guys for review. Once you guys have looked at the IFP and our proposed fee for the very large scope of work, we'll then need to go back to New Hampshire DOT and FAA and figure out what they have for funding for this project. There's numbers thrown out there, but we just need to figure out what FAA has for us. Now, a bit of good news on this project. We received a call from New Hampshire DOT about a week ago, a week and a half ago. Actually, two Fridays ago. I was sick until the phone call myself. Part A of federal funding has been released, which is a good thing. So they want a grant application for this project by the end of the month. Originally, we weren't anticipating receiving funding for this thing until, or doing a grant application until April 1, and probably not receiving any funding until June or July at the earliest.
So what do you mean grant A, grant funding A?
They put it out in pieces. They call it Part A, Part A of federal funding. So the way that the reauthorization for AIP has gone over the last couple of years is that they do it in pieces, chunks at a time.
Okay.
So Part A, which is the first part of the fiscal year 16, has been released.
So what you're saying is the FAA and the DOT like this project so much that they're willing to fund it early for us.
There is a high probability that it will be funded earlier, sooner rather than later. That's the way that I would word it. So there is some urgency to finalize the contract and the scope of the contract, so we'll get a grant application in to them. New Hampshire DOT has requested it by the end of the month. And we'll see no reason why we can't, as long as we can come to an agreement on the contract. That's the big piece. Because of the planning project, we technically can't do anything until we have a grant. We can't get a grant until we have the final numbers to be able to put into a grant, so that's what we're working towards.
We're going to come to this topic later when we address the master plan committee formation. It's not going to be formed tonight, but we're going to discuss it. So if you have any questions concerning the FAA or DOT or the funding portion of it, bring them up now and for Eric. Because he may not be here for you know, after he gives his presentation. Okay.
So. All right. The last project, another upcoming project. It's the pavement reconstruction and maintenance down the runway 329 down by the corporate hangar row, if you will. This project, the scope of work has been finalized with the airport and the National DOT. We're in the process of putting together a fee. In preparation for this project, we've already done the geotechnical and survey work, with the exception of our surveyors coming out tomorrow and coordinating the airport to make sure we'll be on site with them. They just need to get inward elevation so we can tweak the drainage and make sure we can work drainage-wise. This project will need to be bid. We're putting together, once we have the contract finalized, we'll finalize a schedule, get it off the agenda so we can bid probably late February, early March, and then get your application to get extra bids before one deadline. Pretty much it.
We might have a bid before we get the approval.
You have to put, you have to. Okay, so. The planning grant is you need to have final numbers or hard numbers, and then to do a grant application, you can't start any of the planning work until you have a grant. So that's the master plan. Construction projects are all the projects such as the AIP. You actually have to have, you can't use estimated values for construction. You have to have designed it. So you have to have designed it, fit it, and have hard construction numbers to put in a grant application. So yes, you have to bid it prior to.
I'd like to see the design as soon as available. I'm concerned about the drainage we have around the hangars and keeping them dry, and whether or not we need to add to the catch basins or lower catch basins, and you know, do leach field or whatever. Because we've got to improve the drainage on the hangars before or. This asphalt should last us 30, 40 years because there's not much weight or wear and tear on it. And, you know, in front of, if I had a hanger in front of my hanger, it'd only get action once a month or so. So, if we drain it right and build it right, then it's going to last us forever. So, let's fix the grades. I'd rather do less asphalt and do it right. I mean, is there anybody have a different opinion?
The only thing I'd ask to that is there's a finite value that we have for construction on this project. So, you know, payments in black gold is expensive, so it does, it only goes so far. So, you know, we look at different alternatives to be able to stretch the money.
Before Wes says something, this is a $900,000 job that's kind of combined with what we're planning last year. The City Nash was already funded $22,500. And we've asked them for another 45 this year, 47. Sorry, I don't have the exact numbers. And that's going before the budget committee and the mayor and the aldermen. I ask our aldermen for support, and I encourage you to talk to them and kind of push it as well. Those are the only items that we're asking the city to help support in their capital improvement projects. The plan is to do this $900,000 for the asphalt now. It's not going to be everything, but we have put asphalt projects into our long-term 20-year capital plan every 3, 4, 5 years. So I can tell you we have 3 more asphalt rejuvenation projects in our 20-year plan, okay? So we're figuring that if you figure that every asphalt piece of asphalt on this airport needs to be replaced and every 25 years, and we pretty much cycle it that way. If it turns out we don't need it when we go after the grant 15 years from now, that'd be fine. So, Wes, any questions?
Yeah, Wes Luke, the recorder. Eric, does the $900,000 apply pavement around the hangars for the full length of the airport, or is that just the
current AIP legislation, it is not eligible to do anything that's not under the control jurisdiction of the airport. With that being said, if our project impacts those areas and requires us for drainage purposes or for tie-in purposes to go up to hangar doors, it can be deemed eligible with the proper justification.
Because we have to re-drain, regrade, and we can't just do the middle 20 feet. We have to go hangar to hangar door.
That's the question I asked.
Yeah.
My question really was the project you're talking about just for the taxi lanes around the hangars on the south end of the airport, or does that go from hangar 7 all the way up to hangar 125?
No, just on the south end.
Okay. Where does it end? Where does it
start? Effectively down on the old T hangars. Down on that
32 end.
Just before
you get to
just before
the south side of the airport. So, does that mean that the next project is 4 years out or so?
Three. Right now, the CIP is subject to change based on need and desires of the airport. Every 3 years, there's somewhere.
So, being of the Hangar 109 Condo Association, that says we are 9 years out.
I have to look at what the strategic, there obviously is a priority rating on what's in the worst shape. There's been pavement, PCI, pavement condition that's been done. But the city council has talked about where the worst pavements are, so they obviously can tell by looking at some of the most really pretty bad shape.
But it doesn't mean my own capital plan.
It doesn't necessarily go consecutively where it needs.
Correct. Correct. I think the original, and I have to go back and double check, but off my top of my head, it was we were talking about doing south end, north end, and then kind of the central piece as the third one.
So that was what we said to you. Okay, so I have $900,000 in 2016. I have $900,000 in 2019.
For clarification, the $900,000 actually just the federal share of the total project cost is listed down the bottom. That's 90% of the overall, so it would be $1 million project.
And this might be a previous one, but I know there was something further down the road, but I've got 540 in taxiway relocation. Well, that's just design only. So we have $6 million for taxiway relocation in 2022. So that's a big asphalt job. Mm-hmm.
Are these calendar years or fiscal years?
Federal fiscal year. Federal.
June to June.
No, federal is October 1 to September 30. State fiscal year is through June, July 1 to June 30.
Okay. All set?
I'm good.
Okay, thank you, Eric.
Dave Wilkie, I just have a general question on I remember there was a lot of discussion, maybe I missed it, on the fencing around the properties that were removed. I know you guys were trying to decide on an outline or where the fence would be. Or
that decision was made by the board. I'd have to go back to my notes. I think it was probably almost a year ago now. But the decision was made rather than boxing out all of the properties and recapturing those to go behind Mr. Ford's property on a perpendicular around parallel his back property lot along the stone wall, and then go on a 45 towards the existing fence at on Sharon. From his property corner.
We were hoping back in the day, I think you brought it up. Dr. Green, I think you brought up putting something beautiful out there to attract people.
Yeah,
welcoming to the city. That was a long time. Of course, there. I think you said you were going to purchase one for the airport.
We got a couple of old turkeys in the back.
Yeah,
certainly. It'd be nice once we own the final property in that corner is to make a green a monument or something for the airport. That's as a long range plan. I think the only thing is I'm pretty sure if we do anything there we're gonna have to maintain it ourselves. Unless we can get the Parks and Rec Commission to take over. Then we lose control over it. So anyway, any other questions? We'll move on. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Shane McLaughlin from National Jet Aviation. First, I'd like to extend a warm welcome to Director Scheifel and Director Mahoney. Welcome to the authority. My comment is to express consideration and encouragement for Eric's comments about paving next to T-hangers, and particularly as close to the T-hangers as can be achieved for drainage purposes. With respect to, for example, buildings 17 and 19, which were constructed in 86 and 83, respectively, the engineering firm at the time recommended that the grade be at a certain level. When we developed those two sets of T-hangers, we had pushed to have or argued in favor of a significantly lower grade than what was done at the time, and that might have saved us a little bit. So I would just offer for the record that comment that the grade was not as low as we had hoped to achieve. It was a little bit higher, not questioning the judgment that was exercised at the time, but we are where we are with that. And if an accommodation can be realized, we would be very appreciative with respect to how close you can get in recognition of drainage needs.
I know that you've brought this up to Steve. We started to investigate options, and we'll look into it further.
It's great.
Positive drainage is always a good thing. We don't want water going inside of hangers. We want positive drainage away and off the site.
That probably applies for a lot of the other hangers here as well, and the other units on both ends of the field. Thank you very much.
In our planning for this, the FAA is only going to take within so close to the building unless to achieve what we want to do between the hangers, you know, in the non-rented property. We have to go into the rented property and regrade the entire area. So that's why we're stressing that the engineering and design on this incorporate a fix and not just replace asphalt. We're gonna fix the drainage, okay? And so if I wanted to spend the least amount of money as possible and hit as many hangers as possible, then we'd be grinding and doing an inch and a half overlay, okay? And believe me, we could make that $900 stretch a long ways. But if we remove, regrade, new storm structures, we're not going to get out of the area down there in the south end of the airport. So it's, I think that we can do that, though. And that's why we have a multi-year plan to hit what we can now, 2018-19, hit it again. Okay?
Good. Thank you.